Unit 12, page 116, Culture, Exercise 2.
Hard journeys for school children. How do you get to school? This question often gets an answer like, by bus, or I walk, or my parents drive me to school. But not always. There are children in many different parts of the world who, every day, have to go on a difficult journey in order to get to school. They travel for kilometers on foot, or by boat, bicycle, donkey, or train. They cross deserts, mountains, rivers, snow, and ice. For example, the children of the Inupiat community in Alaska go to school and then come back when it is dark in extremely cold temperatures. And they are not the only ones. Kids in many countries do this and more. In Indonesia, some children have to cross a bridge 10 meters above a dangerous river to get to school on time. A few years ago, the bridge fell down after a very heavy rain. Then they walk many more kilometers through the forest to their school in Banten Village. A pupil at Gulu Village Primary School, China, rides a donkey as his grandfather walks beside him. Gulu is a mountain village in a national park. The school is far away from the village. It is halfway up a mountain, so it takes 5 hours to climb from the bottom of the mountain to the school. The children have a dangerous journey. The path is only 45 centimeters wide in some places. In Sri Lanka, some children have to cross a piece of wood between two walls of an old castle every morning. Their teacher watches them carefully. But in Galle, Sri Lanka, many girls don't go to school. They have to go to work or get married young. So girls are happy to take a risk in order to get to school. 6-year-old Fabricio Oliveira gets on his donkey every morning to ride with his friends for over an hour through a desert region in the very dry Sertão area of northeast Brazil. Their school is in Extrema. It's a tiny village. Very few people live there. In Delhi, India, some children live in houses on Chetla Road. Their homes are near the busy and dangerous railway lines that go to Alipur Station. Every morning, they walk along the tracks to get to their school, 40 minutes away. So, one question we can ask is, why do the children do this? Because their parents make them do it? The answer, in many cases, is no. It's because, for them, going to school means a better future. They hope to get a job and money so they can help their families and their neighbors. And this is why rivers, deserts, or danger won't stop them on their way to school.